And now this is a dictation for Gary, G-A-R-Y, Shimunek, S-H-I-M-U-N-E-K, April 2755, addresses a letter to Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 5831914. Dear Dr. Mary, follow up for Gary, has a heart transplant, chronic kidney disease, liver cirrhosis, history of prostate cancer, last visit a year ago. No changes from cardiology, no hospital admission. As part of the liver cirrhosis, EGD was done. No esophageal varices, no active bleeding, no blood transfusion, no evidence for portal hypertension, no ascites, normal spleen. He's very physically active, follows with dermatology from the skin changes from the transplant. Otherwise, review system is negative. Medication list review on cyclosporin, prednisone, Imuran, I-M-U-R-A-N, beta blockers, and diltiazem, diuretics. Present blood pressure 106/70, left-sided. Lungs are clear. No pleural effusion, no wheezing, no arrhythmia, appears regular, no ascites, no edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistry is in February, creatinine 1.5, which is baseline. High hemoglobin, he does not smoke. Normal white blood cell platelets, normal electrolyte acid base, normal albumin calcium, normal liver function test glucose. He showed me a report of ultrasound on the right side. He's known to have bilateral renal cysts, which appears benign. On the right side, one of them has increasing size, but is being reported as simple. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3 in a heart transplant person, long-term exposure to cyclosporin. Is my understanding therapeutic in the low side, heart is stable, not symptomatic, blood pressure in the low side, not symptomatic, continue present blood pressure medications, no need for binders, changes of diet for potassium bicarbonate, or treatment for anemia, actually he is polycythemic, cirrhosis without symptoms, kidneys appears to have renal cysts, benign. No imaging was done on the left side. Down the road, we can do a dedicated ultrasound of both kidneys. Also discuss with the patient, enter dictation,